think last week was the real Bronco. They think that 6 weeks of dominant football and who he is. Let's go up and do what we gotta do. This is the hell. This is the hell. This is the hell.
Don't matter what they say about us. We are not who they thought we was, and that's a good thing. Give me what you got. Domination, snot bubbles, glazed eyes, whatever, and dominate
this thing. Give me love on the way
you
want to. We ain't supposed to be here
for
no sake. We ain't supposed to be where we are. But I need y'all to go. They don't know what I am, man. Let's be strong, let's smell great from the top. 1, 2, 3,
today is about each other. Today is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football can get knocked out tonight.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are here to talk about the wonderful, oh so wonderful world of the National Football League, the NFL, the wonderful world of football. Well, basically on this show, we like to talk about our fantasy league, we like to talk about pick'ems and all that kind of fun stuff and read emails and tweets. If you want to email the show, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, at nfleasypicks. And you can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and your tweets could be read right here on the show. And also, we don't promote it, but it is there, and I don't use it a lot. Maybe we should more, but NFL Easy Picks on Facebook. Without any further ado, let's get into our co-host. We have The Mob Jockey.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a Facebook.
Yeah, we had a Facebook when Joe was hosting.
Who?
Okay, and let's get also FTW. Should say, speaking of Joe, FTW.
Oh, fuck yourself.
No, I'd rather fuck you. Please?
No.
All right, where should we begin?
Fucking kill his dog is what I'm gonna fucking do. Anyway.
Okay, let's... Michael Vick didn't play this week. let's talk about the pick'ems. Talk about the pick'ems league. That's what we do. Not a great week. Nobody hit double digits.
No.
Everybody got Indy wrong. Everybody got Green Bay right. Everybody got Baltimore wrong. Everybody got New Orleans wrong. Almost everybody picked St. Louis over Washington, except for one person, and that person is our first place of the week with 9 correct. GBL.
Fucker.
I think he cheated.
Deflated the internet.
He's a day ahead of us, so he knew before the game started who won.
So why did he get all the other ones wrong?
He had to make it look good.
What else we got? Oh, we also do have a new member of the Pick'ems League. He joined a week late. I'm curious to see where he winds up in the year. But the team name is The To Pimp a Butterflies. And that is the ultimate MJR. So, the bottom of the list.
Ugh.
What?
I think it's me, isn't it? Oh, wow.
No.
I'm surprised.
No, the bottom of the list was Carp with 4.
Because he's Canadian.
Well, yeah, first week one.
No, he wasn't. Or yeah, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, he was. It was him, Andy, then me. So, going by with it, how everybody played week one, he went the same way and lost. The only 4 he got right were New England, Arizona, Atlanta, and the one that everybody got, Green Bay. Okay, and a massive tie. Let's see, that would be for first. Massive tie for 7th would be Toons, O'Brien, Bartender, Shane, Mart, Miguel, DRG, and Mop. Yep.
Yeah.
In a massive tie for fourth place, we have Wayne. Wayne, guys. Wayne. Double A. And Ant. Tie for second is myself and MJR. And first place with 9, GBL. Now this, I'll see how this is adjusted for the league. Now that we have 2 weeks in, that's, you have 2 weeks of picks. In last place, you have To Pimp a Butterflies.
Well, yeah, he's only had 1 week.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's only 5 behind last place, so not too bad. Or no, I mean 5 behind the people above him. Tie for 12th place is Bartender and Wayne.
Get it together, Bartender.
In 11th place, we have Shane.
Uh-huh.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah.
In a massive tie for 5th place, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-way tie. We have Ant, Mop, DRG, Miguel, Mart, and Brian. In 4th place, we have Carp. 3rd place, we have me. And tie for 1st, Andy and GBL with 19. Real quick, we'll get into the Fantasy League. How'd you guys do?
Really good.
Smoked one Dan the Cannon.
I beat the hell out of the former co-host.
Yeah, Shane, you're 2-0?
Mm-hmm.
You're in second place?
When do I get to play? When, like week 10?
Yep.
Something like, double check.
Yeah, it's week 10.
It's week 10.
Mm-hmm.
Got 8 more weeks to come up with a name for you.
What if he wins?
I'll change my fucking name.
let me see. Dan's in 14th place. Tebow lives. Vamp's brother, Matt, is in 13th. Bartender is in 12th. I didn't realize this. Holy shit. Because, I only check my results. We had a tie. Carp and Bartender both scored 71.16.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit, that never happens.
No, very rarely.
Especially with these decimal points, it's so hard to have that shit happen. That's... Hold on. Let's take a quick look into that game and see what the fuck happened.
There's got to be some bad play to only have 71 points.
Both of them. Let me see. Carp had Charles Johnson for 10 receiving yards.
Yeah, he's been very disappointing.
He also had, I think this is Keenan Allen.
Ooh,
For a negative 0.4. Wow. Let me see. Pierre Garçon was roughly at... Actually, he was above projection by, like, a little bit. Frank Gore. San Francisco's defense.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He had Justin Tucker, though, so that got him 15 points. And go over to a Bartender. He had Miami's defense, which gave him nothing. Malcolm Floyd, which gave him nothing.
I'm guessing one of those two had Dez at one point, too.
Maybe. I'm not going to go back and look. I mean, I went through, like, 3-1 in all my leagues. And one of them I got fucking murdered on. I'm trying to pull that up real quick.
Yeah, I went 2-2. I lost the 2 I got money on. I won the 2 I don't have anything on.
I've been debating to try that. What's the fuck? DraftKings?
I've been doing it.
I don't know. I'm not that. I don't know.
You can't take Eagles and Bills players only.
Unless you want to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bradford's cost me a couple of those already.
Yeah. Oh, what's this? This wasn't the league. I think in one of my leagues, I'm trying to remember what league it was, I played Luck, and I think I still won. Because the one that I lost, I didn't have Luck. I lost 180 to 130.
Well, no, if you lost, you didn't have Luck. You had bad Luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I had fucking LeGarrette Blount. Nice point. A nice point four. I'll go over what my opponent had. He had Roethlisberger.
He's pretty good.
DeAndre Hopkins, which he did below projection. Eric Decker, Matt Forte did below projection. D'Angelo Williams, double projection.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams is killing it.
Heath Miller, just barely below projection, like by like 0.3. Fucking Amari Cooper.
Awesome.
Steven Gronkowski and the Green Bay Packers D. I had Tom Brady, which Tom Brady did me good.
Oh, yeah.
Gronkowski did me good. Mm-hmm. Calvin Johnson did me good this week after fucking me last week. Then I also had Terrence Williams. He actually did good. Darren McFadden didn't do too bad. He actually did above projection. Blunt fucking fucked me.
Was he projected for like 4 points?
Who?
Fucking McFadden.
In my league, it was 5.66. He got 7.2.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So he got above projection. Sammy Watkins actually did above. I think a lot of my people got, some of my projections were just low compared to his, and like a lot of them doubled. It was supposed to be 105 to 124, ended up being 131 to 180. Then I had Buffalo's defense, and they fucked me. Negative.
Yep.
All right, back to our fantasy league. And going back to the standings, because I just had to see why. How did we get a fucking tie? That's the first tie in NFL Easy Picks fantasy football history.
Yeah, with the fraction points, it really doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without using the fractions, it happens pretty regular.
Yeah, but of course. All right, yeah, Tebow Lives and Dan are both at 0-2. Bartender is at 0-1-1. In 11th place, Andy Nickel D at 1-1. Ant, 10th place, Bullshit Brits at 1-1. Boobs, 9th place, 1-1. Twisted Savage, 8th place, 1-1. Brian, 7th place, 1-1. The Beast Incarnate, 6th place, Joe, 1-1. Sloppy Moppy, 5th place, 1-1. The American Males, me, 4th place, 1-1. Carp's Tip Top Tied Team, which is what he should change it to, 3rd place, 1-0-1. Second place, hashtag cancel the NFL network. And first place, die, Chronicky die, 2-0. And who do you have? Who do we all have this week? I have Carp. Sloppy Moppy has Bartender. Oh, we get the tied guys. And hashtag cancel the NFL network gets the Nickel D.
Without a quarterback. He has no quarterback right now.
He wants the... You're going to get the Nickel D.
Shut up.
There's like a 25.
He'll start somebody.
There's a 25-point difference in projections.
Well, yeah, if you take the quarterback out, yeah, of course there's a 25-point difference. Well,
he's got Cutler and Breeze, and Breeze, he's iffy, and Cutler's out, so that's why
He'll have to pick somebody up.
Well, according to the waiver wire, he did pick up Manziel, but then dropped him an hour later.
Yeah, you know why.
And pick up Ryan Mallett. Well, yeah, because that's already. We'll get into that and picks for this week. And yeah, that's it for Fantasy League. But did I say who Andy picked up?
No.
Mallett.
Which actually is probably not going to be a bad pickup.
I mean, he could pick up Brandon Whedon.
Junk time counts too.
Have you heard the quote? I wanted to pull it from somewhere. I just didn't get a chance. But Jerry Jones talking about Brandon Whedon, how great he is.
Yeah, I've heard it.
The bullshit is getting deep.
Hey, you gotta speak it up. I mean, it's either him or Matt Castle.
I'd take Matt Castle. Matt Castle. I want to say that Matt Castle's had more success as quarterback than Whedon has.
I don't think Castle can even play this week because when the trade happened, it was already too late in the week. Castle's never played in that offense.
I'm talking about having Hasselbeck as a Castle as a starter. Period.
But I don't think it's fair to Whedon to say that he's terrible when he was playing for Cleveland. Cleveland was a terrible team.
Didn't he play with Gordon?
Maybe between suspensions.
Well, obviously. He played his first year.
Yeah, but how many games did Gordon actually play that year? Was that his 10-game suspension year?
No, because that was last year. Whedon wasn't on the team last year.
He's had so many suspensions, it's hard to keep up with.
I think it's only been two. Not counting this one right now, but there was only two. I know it's a hard number to count to.
I lost track. I quit paying attention when he gets suspended indefinitely.
Well, that would have been at the third one, so you're still not learning how to count past your five digits. I mean, there was one, which was the first two games of the year, I want to say. And then the next year, when he got the 10 game, because he had that breakout season. That was his two suspension game year. That was Whedon was the quarterback. Hoyer started that year, and then he fucked himself.
I thought it was with Anderson he had the breakout year.
Anderson?
Yeah, I thought he went back that far.
Gordon?
Yeah. I thought this was like his fourth or fifth year in the league.
No. This was like his third. He was he played with RG3 in college, if I'm correct. Yeah, I know he was a supplemental draft pick.
I would look it up, but I can't because I'm on my phone.
I am right now. Mm-hmm. They have him listed as an American football wide receiver. Yeah, keep saying that. Drafted in 2012. Supplemental draft pick.
He probably didn't break out his rookie year. Had to be the second year, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Regardless, he still played with Whedon.
Yeah, but you look at what Dallas has compared to what Cleveland has, who would you rather play with?
Yeah, but you still have fucking Dez Al. That's your big
receiver. Yeah. But you also have one of the best offensive lines in football in Dallas. You didn't have that in Cleveland. You have a running game in Dallas that you didn't have in Cleveland.
No, we had a good offensive line when Whedon was there.
Who was your running back then?
Which time?
When Whedon
that's a revolving door too.
That's true.
Hillis, Richardson?
I think I was going to say it was probably Richardson. No. Yeah, that would have been Richardson's rookie season, right?
Yeah.
Richardson and he actually was really good that year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had... Like, Cleveland has a good offensive line.
But it's...
Not this year. Like, we've had good offensive line, but the thing is, we don't have a good quarterback to guard. So it's like, yeah, you're going to do good, but who the fuck are you going to throw it to? And you're not a good quarterback to throw it in the first place.
Well, I will say you got good Johnny this past Sunday, but
yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
but there's still like I don't think I still say Whedon wasn't a great like I don't. He is not a first round draft pick. Granted, he is, but he's not.
No. But I don't think he's going to be the reason Dallas loses.
No,
you know what I mean.
They're playing Atlanta. That's why they're going to lose.
Right, but it's going to be... He is good enough to manage a team to not lose.
We'll see. I could see him shit in the bed, but I could see him doing decent. He's not going to go, like, above and beyond.
Oh, no. He's not going to put up 300 yards, three touchdowns. He'll get 220, maybe a touchdown and a pick. I mean, nothing spectacular.
Maybe a pick.
Maybe a
pick. Almost get... I'm guaranteeing interception.
Against Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they're traditionally so bad on defense. They've played really well this year, but last year they were the worst defense in the league.
Well, that's what they have offseason for.
Yeah, you don't traditionally go from the worst to being good.
Let's see, the Redskins? Okay, Redskins still have Colt.
Colt McCoy?
Yeah.
So when Cousins get hurt, you'll have all Cleveland Browns ex-players quarterbacking? Was Clawson ever a Brown?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why?
Because then you'd have three teams with ex-Brown quarterbacks.
No, two's just fine. I don't know how many of our older quarterbacks are still playing.
Oh, I bet.
Seriously.
Do you think Anderson's still floating around somewhere?
I can look it up.
Yeah, what was the stat I saw? I think it was on ESPN before the game started. This is the 11th, either 11th or 14th straight year that the Browns have started multiple quarterbacks in a season.
Yeah.
I
think they said it was Tim Couch was the last quarterback to actually play all 16 games.
Guess what team has Derek Anderson?
Was it the Cardinals?
He played 1 year there.
Seattle?
Nope.
New England?
Nope.
Oh, too bad.
Carolina.
Yeah, that's... good chance. Wait. There's a good chance he could be playing this weekend then too.
that's what I was thinking. So you have Anderson playing. You have
Colt McCoy. Yeah, have Colt McCoy and Brandon Whedon all playing in the same weekend, and none of them for the Browns.
Trying to find the picture of the famed quarterback jersey.
Oh yeah.
Just so I can go down one by one of like ones that who could play and okay. Oh yeah, Hoyer.
Oh yeah, Hoyer's playing or no?
He's not playing. Yeah, but he's on
the
team.
Yeah, he actually started last year or started the year at Houston.
He started game one. He didn't finish it. Let's put it that way. Whedon, obviously. Thad Lewis.
I don't think he's playing anymore.
Colt McCoy. Seneca Wallace.
Once again, I don't think he's playing anywhere.
Jake DeLome.
Yeah.
Brady Quinn. He's retired, actually, I think.
Yeah, I think Brady Quinn just gave it up.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yep.
Derek Anderson. I think everybody after that is definitely gone.
Yeah.
Gretkowski, Dorsey, Fry.
No. Ain't Gretkowski the one that's in New England as a backup? No, is that Gostkowski? I don't know. The fucking skis just get me all confused.
I think you're thinking of the Patriots kicker.
What's the name of the Tom Brady's backup that was going to start?
He's a younger guy, though. And that quarterback's from fucking mid-2000s.
But, I mean, to be fair, most of those guys were not really that surprising. They were disappointment. Thad Lewis was not a surprise. He was a disappointment.
Thad Lewis, that's just people who have played. Thad Lewis was a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's being a little unfair. Every team could just about go through a list of third and fourth string backups that no longer are playing.
Not that many. If you look at like Green Bay's quarterback since like Favre started, it's ridiculous. People who have started the game.
Oh yeah, people that have started a game. Yeah, that's. But some of that is just fucking unfortunate. It's injuries.
Yeah, that's the thing. Thad Lewis played the last game of the season against, I think, the Steelers because we had depleted our roster that year. Where it was like, fuck, we have to get our practice squad fucking fourth string quarterback to play.
Wasn't it Joshua Cribbs that had to finish a game at quarterback because they ran out of quarterbacks one year?
I think they did.
So he should be added to the jersey, too.
No, because it's starting.
Oh, just starting?
Yeah, you have to start a game. It's like Favre. Favre had the, Favre has the record of the most consecutive starts of a quarterback or a player. He might not have played all those games all the way through, but right. He started.
It's either he has the record or Manning has the record. I thought Manning might have broke it before he got injured.
No, because Favre had it up until the Bears fucking knocked him out. Actually made him retire, pretty much. Like, it was towards the end of the season. He got sacked. They were playing No.
It was a Bills player that hurt him that made him miss a game.
He was in Minnesota when he ended his career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a Bears player. Because they played outside, too.
I think he'd already missed the game at that point, though.
Did he? I thought that was the end of the streak. Because they offered, like, hey, you can like go out and like start the next game but not play to like have a go, and he's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, see, that to me, if he would have done that, that would have been shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, you know, fuck it. I mean, he ended up like not playing ever again.
I thought the last game he played was a playoff game.
Nope. Let me see. Brett Favre has held the record since November 7th, 1999, when he made 117 consecutive starts. I mean, that's 100 consecutive against. Hold on. On December 5th, 2010, against the Bills, Favre was knocked out of the game on the first drive and sprained a SC joint injury to his right shoulder. He got injured that game,
yep.
But after the snowstorm delayed the following Sunday's game against the Giants, Favre was ruled inactive. I guess you're right. I thought he went up until the... So in 2010, was he a Viking or a Jet?
He was a Viking that year.
I gotta pull up that season, because that... He might have played the next week. Because that's roughly when they knocked him out for good. It was a late season game.
Yeah, see, I thought he came back and played in those playoffs and just got fucking hammered for like four picks, and it was disgustingly awful, and I thought that was the last game he played.
Schedule. That's the preseason. I don't want to see game summaries. Fuck that. What week was that again? What date did I say? Do you guys remember?
No.
No. Well, you said, 2010, but I don't know about anything beyond that.
Oh, let's go against the Bills. Ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, just look for the year that doesn't say 16 started.
Well, no, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at each game, looking at the individual. Because week 13, they played against the Bills. Week 14, they played against the Giants. I'm trying to look at the stats for that particular game. I guess so. Yeah, Tavares Jackson played that game.
Was he an ex-Brown, too?
No, he's an ex-Viking.
He seemed to float around to a lot of teams and was never very good at any of them.
I thought it was Vikings and, oh my God.
He was the one that Russell Wilson beat out for the Seahawks job.
Yep. The Vikings from 2006 to 2010, Seahawks 2011, Bills 2012, and he's been with the Seahawks since 2013. So Tavares Jackson has a Super Bowl ring.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
So does Matt Cassel, though, right?
Yeah.
With
New England.
Yep.
And whoever the backup is in New England now. And, oh, God, what was his... Was it Stormy Jackson or something in fucking Indy behind Peyton Manning?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you want to get one of those, like, cushy backup quarterback jobs. Look, I've always heard the story about the guy behind Steelers' old quarterback.
Bradshaw.
Yeah. And then as soon as Bradshaw retired, he's kind of like, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to retire, too.
That sounds like a good idea. I'll leave.
Got me some Super Bowl rings. Fuck it.
He's got him four of them.
Got him four in there, stealing football ring. Ooh-wee, that boy.
He got four teeth.
So going back to Favre, okay, I guess he got knocked out, and then he didn't play against the Giants, and then, which was dumb for him, but kind of funny, he decided, hey, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play the Bears. The Bears sacked him. And that was the last game that he ever played. He was out week 16 against the Eagles, and he was out week 17 against the Lions.
Yeah, the last memory of Favre that I have is the playoff game that he just
got destroyed.
He got fucking annihilated.
Yep.
The Minnesota one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
NFC Championship game?
I think it was an NFC Championship game.
Yeah, he got the shit beat out of him.
They made it all the way to the NFC Championship. And the last time the Vikings made it to the NFC Championship game was 10 years prior. Yeah, it was 2009, and the last time was 99.
Really? So the fucking Randy Moss, oh, God, what was his name, the quarterback? Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank.
I can't even think of anything.
He's the black guy.
Chris Carter?
No, Chris Carter was I think he might have still been there at the end of his career.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he went to, I think he went to Jacksonville, too, after that.
Is that Webb?
That doesn't sound right. No, he played at Marshall.
We Are Marshall?
Good movie.
We Are Farmers. Dum da dum da bum bum. All right. Right, moving on.
Yeah.
How do we get that conversation?
I have no idea.
Let's get into Anything Goes on the Trending Topics Network.
Yeah, I was eating Pop-Tarts, so.
The Star Wars ones?
No, I can't find them. Trust me, I'm looking.
They're not real.
I want one.
I didn't think they were real.
I thought they were making...
Like, are that or the, they're not... They weren't, like, edible.
They're real to me, damn it.
Yeah.
Let's get into how our teams did. Let's start with the Bengals.
They won impressively without fucking Jeremy Hill because he can't hold on to a fucking football. And Bernard comes in and looks like a fucking stud again. I like having two running backs.
What's a running back?
A guy that you overpay for?
No, multiple guys that you overpay for.
Yeah.
Or one that you really, really brilliantly trade away to another team beginning of the season. We'll get to that one later. How about the Buffalo Bills?
Hey, they lost, but they put up
Buffalo
a fight.
Buffalo Bill.
They put up a fight. They lost.
Yeah, they really didn't put up a fight, though. It was like 41-7 at one point, I think.
It didn't get that bad. It was 33-13 at one point.
Towards the end, it was kind of what seemed like a garbage time touchdown, but then Brady got sacked, and there was another fumble, and they were able to like take advantage of it. So like, all right, you know, we're starting to get a game. It was like what towards the end?
Yeah,
it was a 5-point. It was a 5-point game.
Yeah, they made a game out of it at the end, but they were getting the fuck beat out of them before that.
Yeah. And how about Philly?
I don't want to talk about it. Moving on.
Only four people picked Dallas.
Yeah.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, I switched back to Philly. I don't. Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that performance. You're waiting for me to go off, and I don't even know what to say about it. It was that bad.
You gotta say something. You can't just be like, it sucks.
They suck.
I mean, I found a lot of good memes.
Yeah, you did, because you kept sending them to me, you fucking asshole.
I didn't send you all of them.
Hey, actually, with Philly, dude, it's not been the defense. The defense has actually kept them in games.
It's the offense. It's the
fucking offense that's been awful.
One of my favorite memes from that game, it's not even a Philly one. It says, no Romo, no Dez. It's Brucey's time to shine from Longest Yard.
Yes.
Why are you sounding mad? It's a Dallas Cowboy one.
Just talking about that game makes me mad.
Why? You got to take out Romo.
Big deal. Take him out and win at the same time. Or, you know, remember that you play football for a fucking living. Sam Bradford fucking... Whoa.
You want to blame Bradford. I'm going to blame the five people that are supposed to be blocking the guys in front that are knocking the fuck out of Bradford.
Yeah, and then what the fuck was it else that happened? Oh, yeah, the center just randomly snaps the ball into fucking Sam Bradford's fucking face mask, and DeMarco Murray couldn't get shit going.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get something going when you're getting hit 3 yards behind the line every fucking play.
Yeah, that offensive line is shit. Just, ugh.
What's your thoughts on the Dallas players calling the plays of Philadelphia before they snap the ball?
That was something.
Isn't there coaches there to, like, mix things up and make them so they don't know what's going on?
Pretty much knew they were going to hand the ball to DeMarco. They were going to stuff him. They were going to randomly throw a pass that, you know, people can't catch. Yeah, I mean, they knew what they were going to do. Their offense, when it works, is great. But once you figure out that they're kind of one-dimensional, it's either they're going to just run it at you, which they're trying to do way too much, or they're just going to bomb it all the time, which they're doing way too much. They need to balance it, and they're not. They need to figure something out quick because they're going to be 0-3 this week.
I don't remember who they play, but...
The Jets.
I might have actually picked Philly to win. I don't remember.
No, I will get there.
The Eagles were so bad they built statues of fake champions in Philadelphia.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
There's a handful of these I didn't send you.
Oh, don't bother.
I'm too bad doing it right now.
You fucking
idiot. I think that's the best one I could send.
Sorry, no returns. DeMarco Murray jersey, which is Kelly buying the jersey. What the fuck?
Yeah, and James Jones is
yeah.
The fucking... Anyway,
beautiful.
Well, now let's go with the Bears. They suck.
Yep.
Didn't watch the game. Cutler, he's done this before, where he's thrown an interception, he went for the tackle and got injured. I think before it might have been a concussion or shoulder injury. Something tells me it wasn't the same injury, but this scenario has happened.
I thought it was his hand though. I thought he, like, broke his fucking hand making a tackle or something.
He did something. So when I heard it, I'm like, oh, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, no, but... because nobody throws a better soul-crushing fucking interception than fucking Jay Cutler. And
Andrew Luck.
Oh, well, Luck's still new at it. Luck is still new at it. Cutler's got record of he's a professional soul-crusher.
Do you know who's had the most interceptions since the beginning of last season?
Andrew fucking Luck.
Yep.
Had two more than Cutler.
That's two more. And I wonder if that counts playoffs, because Andrew Luck played playoffs.
I don't know if that does or not. I would assume it does.
Probably.
Cutler hasn't seen playoffs since...
2 years ago?
Since before I had a podcast.
It was Lovey's last year there, right?
No, they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Yeah. They haven't made a playoffs since before this show started. When they got to the playoffs, they at least won a game. I don't even know what to say about that game as in general. Cardinals are good. Bears are horrible. I've even like really gone down their schedule to double check, see if there's any wins that they could possibly do. But this week isn't going to be on the top of that list. It's highly unlikely.
I think Detroit.
Yes.
I don't know. Division games, I think, is where you could possibly see a win between that or the Vikings. But still, I think I originally had them at a 5-win team, same as the Browns. But I'm starting to think 3-win team.
I think I had them at 3, I think.
I mean, I did say that they were going to beat the Packers, but I thought it was going to be a Dallas thing, or, you know, a Dallas 49ers thing, to where, like, we're going to be a bad team, but we're going to beat our rival, but suck the rest of the year.
They got a moral victory. They were in the game till the end.
Yeah. Close. All right. Let's get into the last game. Cleveland Browns versus the Tennessee Titans. I'll let you go.
It is what I thought it would be. I mean, I picked Tennessee just because they looked so good in week one. But like I said, I didn't expect Mariota to throw for 4 touchdowns again. But he was decent. He did have I think it was 3 fumbles he had. But as a quarterback, he actually was pretty good. But he doesn't have anything around him, really. Bishop Sankey is not a good running back. Kendall Wright, I think, got hurt. Delanie Walker didn't play. I'm not looking for wins and losses. I'm looking for progress as a player. And it seems like he's good enough to run the team. And that's all I can ask for right now.
How about that Terrence West trade?
It's got to just be for depth, right? I mean,
when he coughed up that ball and caused the turnover, I was like, oh yeah, we were really smart to get rid of this motherfucker. We have enough of you on our team already.
They did. Now, was that a trade, or was that he got cut and then Tennessee picked him up?
Trade.
I wonder what they traded for.
Pick.
Yeah, but what is it, a third round or a seventh round?
I think it was like a fifth.
I don't.
We talked about it on the first episode of the season.
I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Had to be just for depth, because Bishop Sankey is, oh, he's the next great fucking running back. Blah. No, he fucking blows dick.
And I'm happy about the Browns win. I did not expect it. Manziel had 2 really good passes. A lot of people I've listened to people analyze it, and they say, you know, those passes were really good. The first touchdown was at least out of the pocket, because, I mean, I listened to it on XM. No, the first touchdown was in the pocket, and that's the one you got to keep your eye on. The second one was the one out of the pocket, and with this, how this league works, granted, you can scramble out of the pocket, but you need to be very comfortable in the pocket to be successful. And they've analyzed, and I mean, in between those touchdowns, he wasn't, like, that good. But at the same time, like, this is what you need in a team. If you're going to have a quarterback like Manziel, you need to make sure the defense is doing its job, and the special teams are doing their job. Because, yeah, he only scored 14 points, but the refs also scored 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got good Johnny this week for sure. He did look poised in the pocket. On the scramble, he didn't just tuck it and run. He actually kept his eyes downfield and looked for receivers. So, I mean, it was good Johnny, but I don't know how often you're going to get good Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Johnny be good.
Yeah, I don't know. He's Johnny be bad sometime, too.
Huh.
I hope not, because it's like a leather face kind of look. Mark Romero.
Yep.
Yep. So it was our teams. So I'm, like I said, definitely happy with the Browns win. Not expecting a lot going forward, especially with Manziel being... He's not benched, exactly.
Honestly, he'll probably be starting by the second quarter of that game.
Yeah.
Although it is...
Yeah, they might fuck it. He might play by the second quarter because Oakland's going to injure him.
No, I was thinking even what's-his-name can perform against Oakland.
We'll see. I'm kind of happy that Mansell's not playing. I mean, granted, I want them to play McCown, but I look at it like if Manziel lost to the the Raiders, it would look bad on him. But now I think with McCown, it's like, well, you're kind of taking that pressure off of Johnny, putting it on McCown, see what he does. If he wins, great. If he loses, I still say whatever. I still want him to play the rest of the season as long as he's healthy. All right. Let's get into our hashtag huddle segment.
Okay.
Let's go with our email first. We got an email this week.
Okay.
It's from Andy Anderson. He says, so far in his season, who do you think has been the biggest injury to a player that will affect a team this season? Jordy Nelson, Romo, Breeze, LOL Cutler. What do you guys think? This has been my Nickel D thought this week. Double A.
Well, without knowing how long Breeze is out, it's got to be Romo.
Yeah.
It's got to be Romo. I mean, everything runs through the quarterback. So when the guy that's been working as the number one quarterback for that long is out, there's a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
It's you throw Jordy out because the Packers are 2-0 without him.
Yeah, they're a fucking wide receiver factory, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Romo has a big drop-off from him and his backup. Cutler and his backup, as far as we've seen, it's not that big of a drop-off. It seemed like we're going to get nearly the same kind of play. But I mean, Cutler is good Cutler. But I think one of the biggest problems right now, you don't have any good players around him. So that will make bad Cutler come out a lot more.
Yeah, especially with Jeffries playing, not playing, whatever the fuck he's doing. You pretty much have Forte and Bennett, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. And the number one draft pick pretty much out for the season.
I think he is out for the season.
Which is, Kevin White sucks. So it's really in between. You know, it's Romo, because I don't know what we were expecting from the Saints.
Yeah, that ship, I don't know if Peyton just forgot how to coach, but that team has gone to shit.
I heard them say it on PTI, and I never really realized this. They've kind of gone downhill since Bountygate.
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since Peyton had to sit out, was it a full season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ever since then, it's been shit.
Yeah, so I really wouldn't be surprised if Peyton gets fired at the end of this year.
Well, I mean, the defense, I'm sorry that Rob, or it's not, is it Rob Ryan? Yeah, Rob Ryan is the worst fucking coordinator in the NFL. Why he still has a job, I don't know.
Rob Ryan, though, has been on and off with being, he'll have good years, and then he has bad years.
Yep.
When he was in Cleveland, granted, we weren't the best team offensively, but we had a good defense that year. We beat the Saints and the Patriots because of the defense. The wonderful defense work that they came up with. And I give credit to Rob Ryan. When he was in Dallas, I think he had like a couple good years, but they weren't all good.
No.
And then the same thing with, I don't know if he got fired from Dallas or whether he just went to New Orleans.
I think they let him go.
Either or, but even, I think they've had some, he might have had one or two decent years.
No, because I think the Bountygate we was talking about was the guy that ended up going to Tennessee as coach, Williams?
I don't know. Drum coach.
Yeah, I can't even. It, random coach. Random coach.
Not me this time.
Are you enjoying it?
I love it.
So, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to say Romo.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, it's not just Romo. It's Romo and Dez. That's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, Dez, you might have been able to overcome. But then again, that fucking division's so goddamn bad that Dallas still may win that division losing their two best players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. What was the timetable for Dez?
10 to 12 weeks. And don't forget,
coming back at the same time.
Witten's looking like he had two sprained ankles and a sprained knee after the last week's game.
Yeah, dragging Eagles defenders around after catching. And I'm not bashing the Eagles defense. It's just when that guy catches a ball, his yards after catch is amazing. So.
Well, nobody in the NFL tackles anymore.
No. Well, you can't get a flag for roughing people.
All right. Let's get into our tweets. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. We have Double A saying, uh-oh, at the Mob Jockey. The hashtag Chiefs are wearing red on red. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, I still don't like it. I don't know why. Uh-oh.
Wait, I'm waiting. It was awesome.
Mr. DRG saying, get your picks in, boys. Best of luck in pick'ems this week for hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Hashtag down with cucumbers. Hashtag hot pockets allergies.
That's great. They'll kill me.
And then one from Ant. These guys, they did a lot of promotion for us, so might as well read the tweets. Ant saying, before you watch the NFL today, make sure you vote in the WIRX matches. How'd that go, Mom? Anyway. And, of course, listen to @NFLEasyPicks also, #NFLEasyPicks.
We will.
Well, we
Yeah, never mind.
Hey, there's a long conversation between Ant and Rocky Mountain High and fucking...
I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah. And then Ant threw in a #NFLEasyPicks on one of the replies.
I'm guessing Rocky Mountain High doesn't listen to this.
I doubt it. Well, Rocky Mountain High said Peyton's surgeon needs to be standing by in the OR. And Ant replied, time will finally catch up with a great man this year, like it does all of us, agree or not, #NFLEasyPicks.
Yeah. 80% of Peyton Manning is still better than 75% of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
Are you smoking outside?
No.
I just heard crickets.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know if it's going to
come
up.
Yeah, I'm outside. Hear it. I have to do outside.
It can't go.
I don't know if when I take out the silences, I don't know if it's going to come out. It's kind of funny. And then DRG also promoting checkmark. Use @VoteWIRX and hashtags to vote on @TheAWWIR competition calls. DRG, you don't have to use @VoteWIRX. Just say. But checkmark, make this week's picks for @NFLEasyPicks, #NFLEasyPicks. Time to relax.
Okay.
Okay, Andy, every time that you're watching the Bears, you don't have to say, let's go Bears, #NFLEasyPicks.
Why, that's awesome. Team spirit, brother.
We suck. We suck more dick than FTW.
Go fuck yourself with a spiked bat.
That sounds kinky. Ant says, Gronk is fucking ridiculous. That is all. #NFLEasyPicks.
Agreed.
Yeah, I love Gronk. Especially having him with Brady.
Yeah, in a fantasy league, that's a great 1-2 punch.
I thought having fucking Bryant and... Romo was really good too, but no. Really? I gotta work on those two now too. I gotta figure out what league it is. I'm mixed up on who's in what team this year on my leagues. All right, Ant says having Travis Benjamin on the bench, cunt. #NFLEasyPicks.
Well, don't worry, you'll start him this week and get nothing out of him.
More crickets. Yeah.
Can you just pull an FTW and turn on your car?
No, I'm outside. Why would I do that?
Oh, because your car is outside? Ant says, these @Giants, I honestly don't know whether to laugh or cry. #NFLEasyPicks. Yeah.
Well, I feel your pain after this last week.
Sad thing is they could win that division.
Yeah, they really could.
Andy Anderson says, okay, @Wayne is a Baker's beating me so far this week. This is not any good. Or that is not any good, #NFLEasyPicks. Yeah. We talked about this before the show started, but I don't know if we want to get into it on the air.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Ant says, #NFLEasyPicks, Giants result equal pissed. Philadelphia. Romo. Not so bad after all.
Yeah, but now you're looking up at Washington.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, so am I. Ha ha. Oh.
I will laugh if Washington wins that division.
They'll settle at the bottom. It's just two games.
I don't know.
No Romo, no Dez, no fucking whatever Philadelphia's doing. Washington could win that fucking division at 7-9.
Ant says Sam Bradford versus Brandon Whedon. It's like an NFL Europe matchup. Proud to be @Giants. #NFLEasyPicks. And also says the only bowl Dez and Romo are going to see this year is the toilet bowl of the hospital waiting room. Bye, Dallas. @Giants. #NFLEasyPicks. Seen a picture. It was said, like, meanwhile, at a hospital in Dallas, and it's from Forrest Gump with Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan. Like, Lieutenant Dan, I got ice cream. But it's a picture of Tony Romo's head and Dez Bryant's head. That's cool. Yeah. Andy Anderson says, I'm trying to figure out if at GBL316 knows what he's doing or he's just having beginner's luck.
No, he follows football.
Yeah, but he's a day ahead of everybody. It's not fair.
GBL tweeted in reply, I won my NFL Pick'em competition last year and currently 2-0 this year. So I'm hashtag that damn good, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Ant says, AFC South, huh? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and it's a picture of that's the AFC South or NFC South?
AFC South, you said.
Yeah, AFC South. The current standings, is once again, beginning of the year, it's Jaguars and Titans, 1-1, Texans, Colts, 0-2. And if I'm correct, I don't know if they've played any divisional games, and as soon as, like, big teams play a lot of divisional games, that's when you figure out how these standings will go.
Yep. No, I think divisional games start this week.
There was a couple last week.
Yeah, there was a couple first week, too.
No, for the AFC South.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Colts will do a lot better. I don't know about the rest. I think the Texans are going to be horrible. I don't know about the Jags, and I don't know about the Titans.
I mean, I got some real concerns for the Colts, but, I mean, they're going to be playing the Titans. As long as Mariota looks good, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
All right, we only have, I'll just refresh it, two more tweets. Andy Anderson, both from him. One saying, sorry, but I am rooting for Wayne is a Baker to beat the Arkham Knights. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
I hate you.
And he did.
And Andy says, it seems like everyone on my fantasy football team is hurt. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Yep. That's fantasy football. All right, let's get into this week's games. And we will start with the Browns, I didn't do it last week, and I never do it on week one, but the records of who's what. The 1-1 Oakland Raiders at the 1-1 Cleveland Browns. I don't know where to go on this, but I'm going to pick the favorite, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, this one's tough for me. I got Oakland.
I'm taking Cleveland.
If this was in Oakland, I might go Oakland, but...
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. It's whoever's home.
It's in Cleveland?
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking Cleveland.
They're 3.5-point favorites, but I don't know about Amari Cooper. Fucking Carr's playing pretty good.
I just wonder if Baltimore is just that bad.
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, we can get into that game next. The 2-0 Cincinnati Bengals at the 0-2 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are the favorite, 2.5-point. I'm picking Cincy.
Yeah, I got Cincy.
Yeah, I took Cincy, but, I mean, it's at Baltimore, so I would not be a little surprised if Cincinnati lost.
Yeah. Let's go with the 1-1 Tennessee Titans hosting the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts. Colts are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going to go with the Colts, but depending on how they do this week, we'll determine where I pick them from this point forward.
Yeah, I got Indy.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it yet.
I drove by the Titan Stadium today. It's Nissan Stadium.
Sure.
I think we were talking about it last week, and I kept saying like Mitsubishi or something. I knew Hyundai. Hyundai. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't keep up with the names. I think it's had four names, and the stadium's only been around what, 10 years?
Yeah. No, longer than that.
I don't think so. Maybe 15, maybe.
What year did they come around?
They moved out of, I think last year in Houston was 99. And they played at Vanderbilt for 2 or 3 years. So it had to be early, mid-2000s.
So almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere in that, 10 to 15 years, somewhere there. But still, four different fucking names.
Yeah. The last one was LP Field.
Yeah, before that it was a gas company.
Well, I know with the Browns, we just got First Energy. People are bitching about that. But the way I look at it, I'm like, we went from having no sponsor to a sponsor. Let's be happy.
Yeah, I'm surprised they still called. I'm surprised Paul Brown hasn't sold off or Mike Brown hasn't sold the rights to Paul Brown Stadium yet.
I like the Bengals Stadium.
It's all right.
Like the location for it. The location for it sucks. Just that area in general, like coming from Kentucky and all that. But the view as you're coming down the big hill in Kentucky, going to the bridge, like it's a cool view. I always like it.
I kind of like how all of their things are just kind of centralized. You've got
Paul Brown Stadium right there. You've got Great American Ballpark. And then you've got, I think it's U.S. Bank Arena, whatever the...
There's two different arenas there in Cincy. One's right there in a row, and the other one's, like, not that far away. I think the University of Cincinnati Stadium.
Yeah, I don't remember where UC plays, but the U.S. Bank Arena is where, like, the WWE goes and stuff like that.
It's almost similar to, ironically enough, Cleveland. Like, the Gunder, well, not the Gunder Arena, the Quicken Loans Arena and Progressive Field are, like, literally next door to each other.
Yeah, I actually think the Great American Ballpark and the U.S. Bank Arena actually share, like, the walkway. They're on, like, literally just 15 feet apart.
Yeah, same thing with these two. And then First Energy, it's a little ways away. Like, I think Paul Brown Stadium's technically closer than the other ones, but it's still, like, the same kind of vicinity type thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's all kind of right there together.
I think every other, like, most of the other places in America, it's, like, scattered. Like, I'm trying to think of one, for example, like, Chicago. Soldier Field is on the shore. Wrigley Field, I don't exactly know where Wrigley Field is. Then the Sox play in different places. The Bulls and the fucking Blackhawks play in two separate fucking arenas.
Then again, those are also bigger cities, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, even, I'm trying to think of, like, a good smaller one that has them spread. Well, Indy only really has the football team, which I'll always say that's my favorite stadium.
Yeah, I've never been inside it. Fucking stadium, Lucas Oil Field.
It doesn't look like, if you just look at it, it doesn't look like a stadium. It looks like an old factory, and that's what I like about it. Dallas is a bigger city, and theirs are obviously spread. It's actually not even, the Cowboys aren't even in Dallas, they're in Arlington. It's technically a different city, but it's still the same hub. I think Pittsburgh's are spread out a little bit, and they're about the same size. Anyway, we're getting into different shit. So we're done Cleveland. Where's the Buffalo Bill? Buffalo Bills.
Should be a good. This should be a good test for Buffalo right here.
Yeah, 1-1 Buffalo Bills at the 1-1 Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are favored by 2.5, but the picks have more people going Buffalo, which is where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going Buffalo.
I'm going to stick with my Miami team.
And this will be another test for both teams. The 0-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 2-0 New York Jets. 2.5-point favorites, New York Jets. And I'm picking the Jets.
Yep, I got the Jets.
I think I took the... Where was it at?
New York.
New Jersey.
Yeah, okay. Then I think I took the Jets, too.
Well, they're not that far from each other.
No, it's just... there's got. I don't know who to pick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a stadium I've been by, too. It's really weird. Like, I've picked up... like, probably, like, not even a mile away from where that stadium is. And, like, I've driven, like, right by it, and I'm just like, wow, it's crazy. I'm like, this is where WrestleMania was. Am I missing a team of ours? Oh, yeah. The 0-2 Chicago Bears at the 0-2 Seattle Seahawks. 14.5-point favorite Seattle Seahawks. Almost the biggest margin of pick differential. Minus probably only second beside one game, which we'll get to later. It's not no surprise. Yeah, I'm picking the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yeah, I'd be taking Seattle too, but I would take the points in Chicago if I was betting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, 14-point spread is a big fucking spread.
I think, I'm trying to remember if they've lost almost the last two games by that, right?
I thought the Green Bay game was closer than that.
Or maybe it was 14, then they scored like a touchdown towards the end, but it was just like they were fucked anyway.
Garbage time counts, too.
I thought you said they didn't.
Huh?
I don't think he said that.
Well, no, like, he was like, well, we were talking about the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you was talking about how close the game was, but when you got money on it and there's a point spread, that garbage time counts, and fantasy garbage time counts, too.
All right, back up to the top. Let's go the 1-1 Washington Redskins at the 0-2 New York Giants. I'm picking the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going the Giants.
I'm pretty sure I took the Giants also.
The 2-0 Atlanta Falcons at the 2-0 Dallas Cowboys. 2-point favorite Atlanta Falcons. I'm picking Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And the Dirty Birds.
The 1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 1-1 St. Louis Rams. I went Rams on this one.
I went Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I went Pittsburgh too, but I mean, I could definitely see St. Louis going home and getting their shit straight.
I mean, they're only 1-1.
Yeah, but they beat the shit out of Seattle, but then they turn around and just laid down last week.
Let me see. The 1-1 San Diego Chargers at the 1-1 Minnesota Vikings. I picked Minnesota.
San Diego.
I'm pretty sure I took Minnesota.
And then the big pick differential.
Oh, yeah, 99-1.
1-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 2-0 New England Patriots. 13.5-point favorite New England Patriots.
Yep, New England.
Yeah, I'd take New England straight in the picks, but once again, I'd take Jacksonville in them points.
This is one I don't know if I'd take it in the points.
Dude, 13 points is a lot of points.
Well, Russell talking about the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom Brady's been playing pretty good.
He's played pretty good against the two games that he should have got up for. This is one of those games that's almost like a trap. It's Jacksonville. They're not thinking about Jacksonville. They were up for Buffalo because Rex Ryan likes to run his mouth. And Pittsburgh because, I mean, it was the first game of the year after all the bullshit. This is that first game that's kind of, well, it's just Jacksonville.
All right. Next up we have the 0-2 New Orleans Saints at the 2-0 Carolina Panthers. Yeah, I'm picking the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, Panthers either.
Yeah, I don't see any way the fucking Panthers lose that game.
We got the 1-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 0-2 Houston Texans. 6.5-point favorites. I'm still going Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I got Tampa Bay.
I think I took Tampa Bay too, but I'm not sure about that.
Maybe you should write your picks down.
I have them wrote down, but I can't check them because I'm on my phone.
Get a better phone. Or take a screenshot of it.
I have a screenshot of it, but I can't switch back and forth and stay on mute.
Oh, that's right. Getting to a quiet place that doesn't have crickets.
It's either outside with the crickets or inside with the echo. Which one do you want?
Crickets.
As long as you're not breathing like Darth Vader. Shame. The 1-1 San Francisco 49ers at the 2-0 Arizona Cardinals. 6.5-point favorites. I picked the Cardinals.
Yeah, Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's looking really good.
The 2-0 Denver Broncos. 3-point favorites over the hosting 0-2 Detroit Lions. I'm picking Denver.
Yeah, Denver.
Yeah, Denver, but that's another one of those games I really don't like.
Mm-hmm. And the 6.5-point favorite Green Bay Packers hosting the 2-0 Green Bay Packers hosting the 1-1 Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going Kansas City Chiefs, and it's one I'm not that confident about, but I don't know. Monday night, Kansas City, I think it's, even though they're playing in Lambeau, which I think Rodgers has only lost a couple games in Lambeau. I think this could be a really big game for the Chiefs.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Yeah, dude, I can't bet against Rodgers on Monday night. No way.
Yep. And that will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, where everything's made up and the points don't matter. You can, once again, email us, NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Tweet us at NFLEasyPicks. Use hashtag NFLEasyPicks. And where you at, Mop?
At the Mop Jockey.
Yeah, do you got any plugs or anything?
Not really.
What about Anything Goes?
Yeah, there's that. You're going to plug them anyway.
Or I can just switch it over to FTW.
I have nothing to plug besides these two shows.
Well, maybe you should change that.
What, am I going to do more shows?
Here was an idea. I was re-listening to NFL Easy Picks. Not NFL Easy Picks, but Anything Goes. There's something that you always say, and I'm like, you know what? You could do something with that. You always tell Mop, we should start a show about this. Here's what I think you should do. You should do a show with Mop and then have, like, a different premise every show.
Wouldn't that just be Anything Goes?
No, there'd be, like, no. A point to every show.
Yeah, we just between you two. Because there's a lot of times, like, we should do a show where we talk about serial killers and murders. We should do a show where we talk about The Walking Dead. We should do a show where we talk, like, you listen to all these Anything Goes episodes. That's been said, I don't, like, how many times, but, like, different things, like, we should start a show about this. You were going to start a, like, book club podcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
How'd that go?
The books are still good to listen to.
I would drop my Audible account because I got sick of it.
See, I love mine. I'm hoping to keep it, but we'll see what happens with this shit tomorrow with my car. But
I have a backlog of credits and books. I could technically like cancel it for a while and be fine.
Yeah, that's where I ended up.
Well, I have 2 credits a month because what I was doing, because like also when you first started, you can just ease through a lot of that shit. And I was wanting to get one book for myself and then another book for something that me and my ex would listen to. Well, now that me and her broken up, like there was a couple months I didn't even fucking touch Audible. So I just had credits like that accumulated. And then I'd go like, all right, I'll buy this. This is for me, blah, blah, blah. And like, I know I bought all the Maze Runner series books, which there's like 3 of them. And I still haven't got through the first fucking one.
Yeah, dude, I only had it for about, I don't know, a year maybe. I ended up with 6 credits, and I'm like, why am I still doing this?
Yeah, because I think you found that one podcast that you liked, and that took the spot.
Oh, yeah, I seem to find new ones all the time that I like.
Yeah, like that last podcast on the left you got me into. Holy shit, it's good, but holy shit, they're funny.
Yeah, they get a little dark.
Yeah, especially you like talking about the World Trade Center shit. Like, you can't... helps lighten the mood, but sometimes you're like, some of the stuff they say, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, a little bit. Wait till you get to some of the other stuff, too.
I listened to the Ed Gein stuff and literally almost pissed my pants laughing.
I don't think, I went further back and started like with Manson and, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm going to have to go back. When I saw like certain like names from serial killers, I'm like, oh, I'll listen to that. And I'm listening to the Amityville Horror right now and oh my God. Like the first one they were talking about, you know, the whole myth. And then they go, in episode 2, we're going to tell you how it's all fucking bullshit. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, it was like episode 1s are always, here's the facts, here's what happened. Episode 2 is, here's the conspiracy, bullshit, tinfoil hat, government's fucking everybody. Yeah, that's great.
They did something that they have to do in episode 3, which they did for September 11th. That one was so fucking off the wall, and they were just like trying to tie in the conspiracy, so like shit that happened, like Jesus was born, and somehow that connected to everything, and it just... somehow the way they put it together, you're like, how the fuck did they do that? But yeah, it's funny. It's a good show.
All right, and that will do it for us right here on NFL Easy Picks. And that concludes the end of Regulation Time.